There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it, second hour, as we kick off our broadcast week, Sunday afternoons in the mornings on the West Coast, and we are on the West Coast of Florida. It's Naples, Florida, and we are at Food and Thought. They have a Health Freedom Summit, and I was invited by Mike to come down here and partake in the Health Freedom festivities. And one of the guys I was most excited to see, because it's his hometown, is Sayer G from Green Med Info, and he's back. He's live. He's happening. He's with me, and I'm super excited, Sayer, to have you with me
awesome.
Again.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's a great honor to connect in person with you always.
Yeah, well, you are a living inspiration. What you've done with Green Med Info, I mean, we're all aligned in spirit and mission in so many ways, and we've got to get the word out, and we're all doing it. You know, one of the biggest things that I want to talk to you about as out of the gate here, the ramping up of the scapegoating, the ostracizing of parents who, for one reason or another, have decided that vaccinating their children is not a great idea, or even modifying the schedule. Mm-hmm. And we've seen an incredible piling on of the media, both left and right, but really, interestingly enough, more liberal left ostracization of the moms and dads. They're saying there's something not right here.
Yeah.
And you've been covering it. We've been talking about it on there. You've been writing about it.
Yes.
And I was talking about the health freedom perspective last night here.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now is not the time to go silent.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to speak up, because like in the development of what became Nazi Germany, it didn't take 1 year or 2 year or 3 year or even 1 week that they said, let's put Stars of David on the Jews and then march them off to gas chambers. It was like a 10 year plus rollout of going, these are the bad guys, these are the bad guys. And I hear this language, and I'm going back in history and saying, this is the start of something really bad.
You're absolutely correct. This is not the time to stay silent. What we're seeing is a reference to a sex offender-like online tracking system that would be used to identify those who don't vaccinate in your neighborhood. So theoretically, there's an outbreak of MMR-related strain of measles, and they, of course, are told of, you know, non-vaccinated are the cause, even though the vaccine infects you with a live virus, and then they start, you know, coming through the towns with pitchforks and really looking at you like you have, you know, a yellow star on your chest. And this actually happened, is that tuberculosis was projected onto the Jews during the rise of Hitler and Nazism, and they, you know, basically said they're biohazards and or bioterrorists, and we need to eliminate them. And this is exactly the same mythos that's emerging right now. It's remarkable.
So, you know, the concept of being unclean is what I gathered. And when Jon Stewart did this thing on The Daily Show a few weeks back, I immediately was moved in that way. It hit me in the gut exactly what was. And here was a lefty considered, very intelligent overall, funny guy. I mean, I've watched his show for years as well, taking on the liberal left of Marin County.
Mm-hmm.
And what I heard was basically a Jewish guy, as my heritage is Judaism, just playing the same playbook.
Amazing.
And it just struck me at that moment. This is the 10 years prior to where it could be if we don't stop this now.
Yes. Well, exactly. And the real, you know, stinging irony is those that are being given live vaccines, okay, like MMR has measles, mumps, rubella, they're actually being infected with strains that, although don't produce always as an acute a response on the front end, which is why they call them attenuated or weakened, are actually more likely to have a stealth infective chronic health consequence. And it's the vaccinated that are technically now biohazards and are going to infect our non-vaccinated children. So exactly opposite from the script that's being played out in thousands of mainstream media channels.
Right, and I think these are acts of desperation, you know, within the pharmaceutical industrial complex. The vaccine issue is one where we follow economically, and we realize that their pipeline for blockbuster drugs is really drying or has dried up. And they look to the future and they say, where is our profit center? Well, my goodness, if we can get new vaccines in the pipeline approved and then part of the childhood schedule, now not only do we have an automatic, we're going to have these sort of mandated, even in perception, but we're also going to have no liability. Unlike with our drugs, which when we can kill or harm people, we get sued. With the vaccines, they can't sue us.
No, this is the key point. If you've indemnified or cleared from lawsuit, the manufacturer of these products that are now quasi-mandatory, if not mandatory, you have to inject them into your children, right? Then there's absolutely no, you know, disincentive for them to produce extremely toxic products and that are obviously, according to the VAERS data, you know, the adverse events reporting system, causing potentially hundreds of thousands of injuries because only 1% are actually recorded. That's the known sort of underreporting phenomena. Then, of course, the incentive is profound. And we're seeing the same thing with nuclear power as we are with vaccines. The risk is so profound. A private, you know, capital insurer isn't going to come
Never in a private free market. And that's the thing about now we pick on the conservatives that say nuclear is great. It's even some of the some of the leftists that say it's green energy. It's like, oh, it's green until it goes off and then it's just devastating.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. Yeah, so world governments underwrite the liability because that is how profound the awareness is among those who know, which isn't just, you know, folks like you and I, the people that are actually promoting the universal vaccination policies, the manufacturers, the media, the publishing entities, the journals. They all know what's happening. And that's why the term anti-vaxxer is so disturbing. It is about vaccine injury and drawing awareness to it. And there are millions who have experienced it firsthand. Of course, my focus is on the biomedical published literature. I have a PDF I'm going to release next week. It's 365 pages of NCBI citations on hundreds of adverse effects and all the literature on vaccine failure. And these are high-impact journals. It's massive amounts of data. So from the mother or father who's seen their child regress after the vaccines into an autistic state to those like you and I who also know the research is screaming, like, put a halt to this madness now. There's no such thing as an anti-vaxxer. There are people who are sane and know the reality, and there are those who are not.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, we brought up the history of Nazi Germany, and a lot of times when you do that, people then automatically dismiss it because they hear Nazi and they think, oh, you're just throwing out a word. But no, this is a very, especially in the West, to understand in America, when you bring that up, what it means. Fascism, you know, some might say, well, I think fascism is appropriate here because we now are living in a bit of a fascistic America where corporations now are in bed with the state and vice versa. You don't know where one begins, the other ends. But the term vaccine denialist, right? The term denialist, they used to call me and a lot of others HIV or AIDS denialists, not because we ever said AIDS was not real or immune deficiency, but we questioned the cause, that retrovirus that they can't even test for, how could it possibly be the cause? Now they're using that in terms of anti-vaxxers, vaccine denialists, but in reality, they are vaccine injury denialists. Isn't that an irony?
It's absolutely true, and that's what people need to understand, is that there is a massive submerged iceberg of vaccine injury. It's the very mechanism of action. It's in the PDFs of every insert of every vaccine. It's in the publicly recorded adverse events reporting system. We know it's happening. And for those to deny it, they are in collusion. And that's where it gets really scary, because now there's this stark line between those who are aware of the truth and speaking on it, who are being demonized, vilified, even being threatened to be taken away or sued,
yeah,
or their kids taken away, and then those who are denying the truth, mm-hmm, that should be obviously at least acknowledging that we should have a discussion about it.
Well, and what's the latest now? They're saying that on Facebook, the biggest social network in the world right now, that the people who are speaking out like we are, who are, mm-hmm, questioning things, who are even bringing science to the equation, mm-hmm, should be banned outright from the social networks. And Mark Zuckerberg has come out, and a buddy of Bill Gates, going, we got to do something about this.
Yeah, I mean, what we're seeing is the convergence of the medical and the military industrial establishments, not just economically, but the very terminology, symbolism that they're using are identical. So being infected is being equated to being a bioterrorist or a vector of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And the very same thought process, some of the same mechanisms are being employed to basically put an end to all rational discussion. Now, here's an interesting quote that comes to mind. It's Benjamin Rush, attributed to him, of course.
Yes.
He said, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize itself into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to the others.
Mm-hmm.
The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedoms. Now, of course, that never happened.
Yeah.
And so now, and it's not an undercover dictatorship. It's out
overt
in the open.
It's right in the open.
You know? So that's where we're at right now. It was 1400s of years ago.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning and shocking. And I want to bring my buddy Theo, if you don't mind. You don't mind being on the radio, Theo?
Am I on?
Yes, you are. Theo Quinto is here from Sovereign Silver. Your dad made a beautiful breakthrough, which I lectured about the silver and remediation for some of these issues. And I know you can't technically say some of these things because of the manufacturer, but I will tell you, you know, when we talk about, say, or like the fear that they throw at us is like, oh, there are no vaccines, we're all going to die of a viral disease. We know of 1,000, if not 100,000 ways to circumvent that, to even if you acquire a virus, to stop viral replication. I know for a fact that silver in the right form can stop viruses from replicating without harming healthy tissue.
Absolutely.
But no discussion of that. Mm. Not allowed. That's, you know, if anything that would curtail our future profits and government and pharma, there's no beginning and end anymore.
I mean, what are we looking at? $500 billion a year in antibiotics and antiviral drugs and vaccines? Crazy. I mean, that's a big threat.
Yeah, we're not under the illusion that this is not about, on one level, economic warfare, but on another level, crazy as for some people that may hear this, eugenics. We brought up, again, a history of population reduction via horrific means, including, some people don't like to hear this, but Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, was all about targeting specific minorities so that they wouldn't reproduce too much. That's a historical fact.
Well, right now we're seeing in Kenya, you know, the Catholic Church had analyzed tetanus vaccines,
right,
part of UNICEF's program to eliminate tetanus, right? But they targeted women and girls of a reproductive age, basically, versus anyone who could be exposed. It shouldn't be based on gender. And right now that's blowing up without a lot of attention. We're going to be reporting on it next week. But, yeah, this is not a new issue. It's been around for a while.
Yeah, even the Catholic Church has spoken out in certain areas about this vaccine-induced, what would you call it, infertility,
mm-hmm,
right?
Yeah, because it's supposed to put the human choreogonadotropin hormone
HCG.
In. Yeah,
stand by. We
got
to take a break.
Sayer
G, Green Med Info, SovereignSilver.com. My good buddy Theo's with us.
Mm-hmm. Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, as much as I like rocking the health world, I like it even better when I'm rocking it with Sayer G. From Green Med Info, and he's here with us at in Naples at the Food and Thought, and it's the Health Freedom Summit. Awesome. It's a good buddy of mine from Sovereign Silver. His dad made a technological leap to produce the hydrosol that I utilize as well and I lecture on as well. Theo. Theo
hey.
Quinto, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being down here with us and getting a lot of people some good info on silver for the immune system and more.
You and Sayer, we get a 2-for-1.
Yeah, no, I've used your silver, and I do feel it's extremely effective. That our family uses it, so.
Yep. Beautiful, beautiful.
Such simple protection.
Absolutely. And so, Sayer, as far as you said, there's a lot of information coming out now that you've got. We got kids playing with the bells, the chimes. It's beautiful. Actually, it's quite nice, the sound. Yeah. Can you hear it?
It's almost like church. And
yeah. Well, hey, listen, this is my healing ministry.
Are we in Rome?
No. Okay. Actually, they might go after the vaccinators now. Super Dom, was that you chuckling?
It totally just sounded like some kind of like major announcement of the marriage of the Queen of England has just, I don't know.
Yeah, and for once, it wasn't my kids doing it.
You know, so Robert, I was just thinking as you were talking about the vaccines and, the term anti-vaxxer.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, a great term to use for that other side of the coin here where the people are attacking us. Wouldn't it be accurate to call them anti-faxers?
Absolutely. Oh, I like that. That's really the anti-fax, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's good. Anti-faxer. Nicely done.
Well, it's sort of a litmus test for me. If anyone uses the term anti-vaxxer, it automatically means they're not open to discussion. It's sort of a very, sort of religious type of, not to disparage the word religion, but in the bad sense.
It's
you're not thinking
mindless.
Any longer. It's
closed
just about,
mind.
Closed-minded projection of negative energy and inability to actually think.
That conversation's not going to go far.
No, not at all. And in fact, when I've had a little bit, I typically don't engage the so-called quackbuster folks, right, to just attack us for attacking's sake. Occasionally, if they're polite, I might engage in a little friendly banter.
Yes.
And, there's a certain point on the vaccine issue where I go, listen, it's problematic to me because I have yet to find the double-blind placebo-controlled study that shows safety and efficacy for your vaccines. And you hold us to that gold standard anytime we mention any natural remedy, and you say, hey, there's no study, no double-blind study. I say, well, where is it for the vaccines? Then they go, oh, he's bringing up double-blind controlled studies again.
Exactly the point. It's not evidence-based medicine. That's the gold standard for the entire pyramid of control, which is it has to be randomized, double-blind, completed, placebo-controlled, multi-center, and there's never been a study comparing a non-vaccinated individual, much less one that was given vitamin D, to someone who got an influenza vaccine. That is the most pseudoscientific quack-based thing that people don't understand.
They do not like it when you call them out on that.
No, talk about quacks, right? And anti-factors. But the whole idea is there's the evidence-based medicine, which is you just believe in this godlike authority. The CDC says science by proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have evidence. Based. Well, guess what? The evidence is on the side of those who do not feel vaccination is safe and effective. Even the Cochrane database reviews and even meta-analyses of the Cochrane reviews show a massive lack of any safe efficacy studies.
How out of their minds a lot of these doctors are with the Cochrane collaboration on the issue of the flu shot vaccine. Mm-hmm. We've covered it. You've covered it. And they show it doesn't decrease mortality. Sometimes it's not even incidence. It's in the targeted age groups. But this year they acknowledged how badly they chose, right?
Yeah.
Democratic vote. Our vote sucked this year. 23% effectivity. That's what they claimed. And yet, in every report, the media says only 23, but then they'll have a doctor. But doctors still say you should get your flu shot. I'm like, hello?
Yeah.
Is there any level of intelligence in the community when that still happens?
Imagine taking a supplement for that's 23% effective.
They laugh you right out.
Well, and that's the misuse of colloquial terms like effective because they're talking about relative risk reduction. Like if, say, you treat 100 people, and instead of two people getting the flu, one person does, they say, oh, wow, well, we just reduced, 50% reduction in flu incidence. It doesn't tell you about endpoints like mortality specific to pneumonia. Maybe they died of pneumonia in the flu intervention more often. So it's just a manipulation. Absolute risk reduction is like completely insignificant. So when they say this is 95% effective, it's complete BS.
No, absolutely it is. And it's just extraordinary that they've been getting away with it for a lot of years. But the fact is, they're not so much anymore. It's evidenced by the elevated attacks on all of us. And their attacks to use Nazi-like tactics to scapegoat people who are believing different than they want you to believe.
Questionable statistics.
Right. Can you stick around a little longer,
sir? Sure, I'm
Sarah G's with us. ScreenMedInfo, RobertScottBell.com. Check it out 6 days a week on NaturalNewsRadio.com, GCN, our syndicator, and iTunes, and all over the world, even beyond that. We'll be back with more powerful healing.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, you never know who you meet on the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially when we get to do these live remotes. Sayer G is with us, Green Med Info. We got one of the Quintos here from Sovereign Silver, Theo Quinto. His dad made the major breakthrough, very exciting. I've integrated that into my practice and helping people to heal for many years now. I'm very appreciative of that. Also, if you ever miss a program, no problem. We've got archives for free available through naturalnewsradio.com as well as GCN, our syndicator, GCNlive.com. We got UK Health Radio that rebroadcasts us, iTunes, Stitcher Podcast, TuneIn, which is now available in cars, as well as Epic Times has picked us up. So, and we always link it through at the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And just exciting to be able to be breathing and really breathing the healing, infusing the healing back into the world that has been kind of lost its collective mind and embracing toxic substances as a means by which we can all make everybody better. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Bring that microphone up a little bit here.
All right, here.
Yeah, there. So what is it that drives you? What makes you tick? Because you went into the science. You went into the peer-reviewed literature and started pulling it out in support of natural medicine, which I don't know had been done it so focused as you did with Green Med Info. What drove you to do that?
Well, it was just sort of fortunate that I was exposed to the National Library of Medicine's PubMed.gov database, because it's there. It's billions of dollars of taxpayer money. You and I have gone into funding all these studies that they have to put the abstract up. And when you go in there and you search, you just realize, wow, this is an amazing resource. So in 2008, I really sat down and decided to commit to several years of indexing a core group of studies. And as I was doing it, it was a remarkable journey because I started to realize there's all this research comparing even pharmaceuticals to natural compounds. And the natural compounds would be more effective. They'd be safer. And all the things you and I hear are not possible. It's not true. It's not evidence-based.
It's not reported on by the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media.
Absolutely not. And so resources there for anyone to use. There's 23,000 studies across 3,000 ailments, 1,700 substances indexed. You know, we have sections on vaccination, etc. And you can go there and you can reference it. You can share it with your doctor. You can, you know, make people aware that this is already done and that we really don't need to defend ourselves and that we should promote, you know, awareness of that.
So, right. Yeah. Well, and in lecturing on silver for a year, Theo, with you, I got to immerse myself in the peer-reviewed literature and started uncovering some things that, you know, I heard things, right? It's just kind of generally known about silver, and you start digging deeper and you're like, my gosh, the research that is being done on this for things that you just never hear about in the old media. And so we try to bring this out to the people, and it's just exciting to know that, you know, your family is contributing greatly to help folks.
Yeah, I think we're sitting on about 800 peer-reviewed medical literature articles on silver, so we have a tremendous foundation behind what it is that we do here.
Mm-hmm. The library is only growing.
It's only growing.
Well, and I would just add, too, that in my own research, we have a section on colloidal silver. It is very compelling. There are a lot of infections that will succumb to no conventional antibiotic that just decide to disappear when you apply silver in the safe concentrations that your company puts together. So it's very compelling.
Yeah. You know, my dad pulled me aside back, I believe, in 2003, 2004, and he was like, you know, son, you'll never, ever see this mentioned in any of the literature. But if not for silver on this planet, the mammalian world would have been overtaken by the microbial world millennia ago. Mm. So, you know, it's interesting.
I remember he told me as well something similar. He talked about it like it was a dividing line between the lower life forms and I always say higher life forms when you talk about multicellular kind of things, that there is a place, as we know, silver is a ubiquitous trace element. It exists in food. It exists in water. It doesn't kill mammalian organisms, yet it like keeps things in check. So there's a balancing line, a balancing act in nature.
So a complete review shows zero multi-drug resistant organisms to silver. I mean, there is no microbe.
To silver,
correct.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
You think in the millions of years they've interacted, they'd have figured out a way to resist at this point.
Yeah, well, you know, 4 billion years plus later, we haven't found it.
Right.
Amazing. Well, there's that declassified document showing silver seems to kill Ebola virus, right? And in sort of an in vitro model. This was the Defense Threat Reduction Agency of the United States, and it was declassified. All these PhDs came together, tested silver on all these deadly viruses and found them to be very effective in that model, experimental model. Of course, that study became very controversial, but, you know, this is information people should have available to them.
But, of course, the Department of Defense is not you know, in sync with the CDC or FDA.
Yeah, they've got their own,
they've got their own thing going.
Now, Sarah, we were covering, you know, one of my good friends, John Rappaport, who you know, investigative reporter, and we've uncovered many things together, some many things he's done on his own for years. You know, one of the things on the whole Ebola scare was that, was it really one virus? No discussion of the terrain or the conditions of the people suffering. You know, again, the war-torn regions, severe malnutrition, selenium-deficient soils, lack of sanitation, you know, all the basics. And then they manifest and they say, PCR, definitely, it's that. Now, we know, and talking to Peter Duesberg recently, he did a study that showed HPV was not the cause of cervical cancer, published in peer-reviewed study, that PCR is not a good way to detect a causative agent, because if you have to use PCR to find it, it means it is fairly there, if there at all. It was there years ago. So it's an interesting evolution of our understanding of the technology and what it can help us find. But does it mean that what we found, a needle of a needle of a needle in a haystack, is the cause of the disease?
Well, yeah, and I have some serious trouble with germ theory and its sort of most purified form, the idea that they're just these intrinsic pathogens. Yes, there's been a lot of manipulation of these agents, and they've been either intentionally or indirectly weaponized. You know, it's a very well-known history behind that. So, yeah, it's possible that in many cases, definitely the terrain and the other chemical exposures, there's even some indication that potentially anti-malarial drugs given to just thousands of folks in that region may have caused symptoms that were confused with Ebola, and they weren't doing polymerase chain tests for viruses with all of these individuals. They were going on symptoms often, so we will never know.
Yeah, heavily vaccinated populations in Africa manifesting this.
But I will say it's pretty clear to me the trajectory is that once the vaccines have been developed and approved, then we will see a ratcheting up again of this global emergency. Pandemic level 6 will be declared.
Yes.
And then we may even see, again, as was the case with the novel form of H1N1, Obama may declare a national health emergency, and that is another way to remove exemptions from vaccination.
I've said this for many years. The rule of necessity has no law. What does that mean? It means if your government can say we're under emergency status, rule, whatever, the Constitution is an illusion. It is not anymore in
suspended and forgotten.
Yeah, even if they don't declare it, it's suspended. They operate as if, and the American people, unless they wake up and recognize this, they will find themselves in concentration camps of this
sort. What's the endless war against microbes, just like the endless war against terrorism? It's the exact same language, the same metaphors, the same implications to health freedom.
Yeah.
And so we need to start acknowledging this, because it will affect everyone that lives in this country and abroad.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just digging this conversation with you guys. And Sarah, man, it's so good to see you.
Yeah,
man.
So good to see you as well.
I hang out with you all the time and just have fun with this stuff. You know, next phases of what we're doing here. Obviously, the mission, the passion is there. We've changed direction subtly over time based on what sometimes is being thrown at us. Can we get out ahead of this curve? I know we're involved in strategy sessions on this vaccine issue. You know, is there a way we can start saying, let's go on the offensive instead of always having to react?
I absolutely agree. I think the most important thing for us to do is to call attention to the research itself from the top level sources. So go to the collaborative Cochrane reviews on influenza vaccine and look at those abstracts. It's clear. Like one safety study on inactivated flu vaccine for children under two, and even that one was recently removed as relevant by a Belgian meta-analysis. So zero safety studies in children under two, even though CDC says every six-month-old should get a flu vaccine, and even pregnant women.
How do they do that?
Yeah. It's absurd. It's obscene, and that if people can't even look in the face of you know, the emperor, the naked face, and say, look, you're naked, then, you know, that's just cowardly, and it's just insane.
Butt naked and ugly, that.
Indemnification of manufacturers, okay, that's the number one thing that needs to be overturned immediately, and once that happens, then the whole thing will crumble, because no vaccine manufacturer will risk the trillions of dollars of liability that right now they are incurring but are absolved from because of the national vaccine.
Well, listen, the dunderheads in Congress were so convinced that we had to have vaccines at all costs that they did this back in 1986, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, and we got dunderheaded doctors that still were duped as well, and all of these dunderheads for lack of a better way. Some people were telling me they love me calling people dumb. I don't know why that is, so I just do that occasionally. But the idea here is if we allow our representatives to sell us out to a pharmaceutical religion, we may get what we deserve. And that's why we're talking here about speaking up, about putting our foot down, saying no more. You have no right to violate my right to say no to you. My two-year-old, when I had a two-year-old, knew better about the power of no than most Americans at this point. You know, stop it. Start acting like an adult and recognize they only have the power that you give them. And I said this last night in my health freedom discussion. The most powerful thing you have is not your vote. It's your ability to withdraw your consent.
That's beautiful. Yeah, the moment they can put something into your body that redefines your body as property or chattel, that is slavery. There's no other way to describe that. And anyone who thinks differently, it doesn't understand what's happening.
Especially from a perspective where it's violating, you know, that needle that's direct into the body is violating every obstacle that Mother Nature has put in place to make sure that such a thing never happens.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, let's cut you open and throw some nasty stuff in you. Let's do that. Doctor, yo.
It should be criminal for any congressman to make a decision on something that they have no idea what they're talking about.
They'd be out of most of the things that they do today, of course.
Get rid of them.
Well, as I said, and this is a controversial thing. I'm not telling people whether to vote or not vote, but I'm telling you that your participation in a system that you voted the bums out, how many generations now, and more bums replaced them, even if they weren't bums when they started, at what point do you realize that knocking your head against the same brick wall in the same way gets you a bloody forehead as opposed to doing something differently? Maybe withdrawing consent can be that powerful method of which with which you can withdraw the energy that they use against you, and they use yours and yours and mine if we allow it.
Sure.
How much power do we have that we give up based on this fear? Fear the man, right? They used to say, beware of the man. Don't trust the man. And now those people are trusting the man on vaccines and coming against us, freedom lovers. Yeah. Interesting how it turned.
It's very true. Wow.
It's easier to divest.
Wow. Yeah, I like that. It's very powerful. Yeah. It's the same with medicine, you know, this nocebo-placebo dynamic. You know, a doctor declares your condition, you know, 6 months to live, and you end up maybe dying in 6 months because of it, even if it was a benign lesion. Yep. You know how it works.
Absolutely. Well, Sergi, our time is up. I'm so sad. But we're going to connect more, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to. Yeah, absolutely.
Theo Quino, thank you to you, your family, your dad, for bringing health sovereignty out in the form of silver hydrosol. Appreciate you so much.
Great hanging with you, Beth.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be back, and we're going to talk topical. I don't even know who's coming up. My wife has given us a surprise guest, so we'll check that out. What happens next? You never know. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com, Sayer G, GreenMedInfo.com.
Thank you, Chris. Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, Super Don, we got to lighten it up now. It's been an intense couple of hours here this afternoon, but I've enjoyed them thoroughly. Going to outer space and back on the Robert Scavell Show today. Yeah, you beam me down, Super Don.
Fascinating, yes.
Exactly. You had Spock there speaking about the things. My wife brought over a nice gentleman by the name of Alan Emi, and she brought to my attention a face, skin, and joint ultra relief cream, interestingly. I know, always looking for new things. And Alan says it's so clean that you can actually eat it as well as put it on topically.
That's right.
And do you sell it to be eaten purposely, or you just sell it so clean that if somebody did, you're cool, no problem?
Well, the first rule of cosmetics is never place anything on the skin that you cannot eat.
I love that. That's clean.
Man, now,
that's
is that
what
logic
we like.
Or what?
That, again, more logic from Spock. No, this is Alan Emi. And it's NutraResearchInternational.com. This is your formula. You co-founded this formula?
I co-founded it with a partner of mine that's up in Canada.
Okay.
And we did this about 14, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And it's an MSM base, which we know of. We've talked about it over the years here, and I like. Other things that are in here, and, of course, no parabens.
Nothing.
Nothing that you would have a problem that could be carcinogenic, because a lot of the cosmetics out there, as you know, nasty stuff.
Most of them do more damage to the skin. Mm-hmm. One of the prevalent things that they use is alcohol.
Yeah. acetyl alcohol? What kind
of
thing?
Yeah, several different kinds, but what it does is it destroys the skin. It dries it out. And how can you use a cosmetic to destroy the skin?
Right. And they do it like with hand sanitizers, benzyl alcohol, for instance. And I talk about leaky hands, right? Mm-hmm. You end up more susceptible you've used it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're moisturizing, you're relieving. Are you? Is this a homeopathic or just a topical cosmetic that has benefits?
This is more or less it's aromatherapy.
Okay.
And the first thing that you realize about health and healing, 70% of all disease is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
25% of disease is nutritional, and 5% is accidental. So you're using chamomile and lavender to work on the emotions. Everything else in the product is nutritional.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're working on about 95% of the cause of disease. 5% of cause of disease is accidental. So doctors are trained in the 5%, practice on 100%.
You said that so well, exactly. So we can use a little of this skincare. What kind of things are people reporting when they use this locally? Is it like joint pain issues?
First of all, one of the big issues that we've had is that it'll ease a migraine in less than 2 minutes.
That's the problem? Is that a problem?
Oh, considerable with ladies.
Yeah?
The number of ladies I run into who have migraines are just astounding.
I was thinking the problem would be that you put something topical in 10 minutes, it's gone. That could be a problem because you could get undue attention for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Very
you know what
true.
I'm saying?
Yep.
I know. So a topical localized applicator. You see that, the doctors of chiropractic are work on a vertebrae. You apply it in those areas if there's pain?
The MSM itself is the single most powerful anti-inflammatory known to mankind. It's approved in 158 countries around the world to be 3 times more effective against pain than morphine with no adverse side effects. In fact, it's sold in the top spas around the world as the beauty mineral.
Right. Honey, do you like it? Yes, she likes it. Okay, that's why we got you on. You can't say no to my honey. Alan Emi, the number 866. Can I get that number out?
Oh, yes.
If you'd like to call for more information, 866-527-8631, 866-527-8631, Nutra Research, INTL, short for international, .com. And we'll try it out. I put some on my face. I haven't eaten it yet. We're at Food and Thought. I got so many good organic options. I don't know if I'll be eating this yet.
Yeah, they do carry it here at Food and Thought. In fact, they've given me a wonderful weekend to present it to people.
Nice.
Now, I've used this stuff on my face for the last 14 years when I shave.
Yeah.
And I've lost 10 years off my face. And
Are you looking for it? Because
I don't need it.
No, don't need it. Okay, just in case. We'd help you find it.
Yeah.
But no, you're looking good. Looking good. very excited. Everybody check it out. A new product we've just kind of run across. And thanks to my honey. We got it on the air and letting it out. Let us know what you think and give them a call. Check them out online. We'll have it linked up. I'll add it to the show notes because you were one of the surprise guests. I knew I'd have a surprise guest on the air today. So thank you for being here.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that about wraps up the Robert Scott Bell Show live edition here in Naples, Florida. I look forward to coming back already. Now, I'm going to go get some more organic food from their deli and eat up. Try to fatten myself up so I don't blow away in the breeze here. Super Don, thank you, my friend. Daniel, thank you on the board there.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back Monday, Advanced Medicine. And look out, we've got Jeffrey Smith a full hour this week. We'll tell you when it's going to be soon. In the meantime, I'll tell you this, it's the truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.